archive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Your health, your life, is what it's all about. They're saying there's a new way now to personalize heart treatments. Now, making difficult decisions when it comes to heart surgery may have gotten easier. Researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine developed a new method of assessing which procedure a heart disease patient would benefit most from: less invasive, angioplasty, or surgery. They looked at Medicare data on more than 100,000 heart patients and examined traits such as gender, age, diabetes, tobacco use, and other heart conditions. By looking at the data on people with similar medical histories who had different treatments, the researchers were able to come up with a formula for which treatment was best for a patient's specific or combination of traits. So they said, we tried to find medical twins, one of whom got a coronary bypass surgery and one whom got angioplasty, two people who looked alike medically but were treated differently. Mark Haltke, who's a physician, study author, and professor of medicine at Stanford University, said any differences in the outcomes of these well-matched patients were presumably due to the treatment they received rather than other factors. Doctors are looking for a more personalized medicine approach for patients, and this study could have positive implications for people with other chronic conditions. When we talk about personalized medicine, we're talking about an individual's care, but we're looking at a massive amount of data, said Mari Markman, who's a physician, senior vice president of clinical affairs at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. It's really consistent because you're not using the big data to tell you what to do. You're just using it to inform your decision at an individual level. And that is true. Very good. Be interesting to see on the data outcome for that. Food for the day, brought to you by Earth Fare, is one of my favorites. I don't know if you ever used this on your salad, but it's one of my favorite, balsamic vinegar. Now, vinegars have, there's different kinds, apple cider vinegar we've talked about, but balsamic vinegar, white vinegar, there's different ones. Vinegars are extremely healthy to the body in a variety of ways, but I want to talk about balsamic vinegar and some of the great properties that it has. So they've been used for thousands of years for all kinds of different disinfectant properties, as well as a preservative and flavorings for preparing food. Balsamic vinegar, though, however, has a wealth of benefits way beyond the use of regular vinegar. And also, for more information as I go through this, you can always check out our website and go to healthcoachradio.com and find out more information backed up with these articles. But they say it's almost been a miracle cure for a lot of things, everything from mild headaches to labor pains. But its antibacterial and antiviral properties make it ideal for disinfecting wounds and infections. A tonic mixture of balsamic can be used on even on nail infections, and also they say can be used on acne. Yes, I did say acne. So, at any rate, antioxidants, it's got a lot in there. Polyphenols are antioxidants found in grapes, and they're also present in balsamic vinegar. These antioxidants improve the immune system, and they guard against harmful free radicals, which can damage cells in the body. Balsamic vinegar can also help protect against heart disease and cancer thanks to the antioxidants. Other issues that we found, or properties that we found, it's great for the immune system, contains quercetin, which is a great bioflavonoid. Now, digestion is really big too, and maintaining a healthy weight. Balsamic vinegar can suppress appetite and also increases the amount of time it takes of the stomach to get empty. So this helps prevent overeating and ensures the body will digest food properly. This is great for stimulating the hydrochloric acid as well. The minerals are vital for the body's functioning and can contribute to maintaining healthy body weight. acetic acid that's present in it also helps to absorb the other minerals into the body and can help improve calcium intake, help strengthen bones. So balsamic vinegar is very low in fat, obviously cholesterol and sodium, making it a healthy alternative for dressings and marinades. One of my favorites. Diabetes is also has a strong component to it. The balsamic vinegar improves overall insulin sensitivity, which can promote blood sugar regulation. It can also help reduce the unpleasant side effects associated with diabetes. The polyphenols, though, in the balsamic vinegar also boost the effect of pepsin, which is an enzyme that helps break proteins down into smaller amino acids. This means that the amino acids are more easily absorbed into the body, which can improve your overall metabolism. Now, pepsin and acetic acid both help improve absorption of the crucial minerals into the body, like calcium and magnesium. Both of these minerals, though, are abundant in balsamic vinegar and are a vital source for healthy and strong bones. Now, balsamic nectar is a high-quality balsamic vinegar aged up to 15 years, but is also three times more concentrated than your everyday commercial balsamic vinegar. It means also that all of the above compounds are concentrated along with its properties, and, of course, you get more per serving. It's great. I mean, look at all the different benefits. If you are eating salads and vegetables on a regular basis, I always encourage you to get some balsamic vinegar and just pour it over the vegetables or marinade, because if you do that, you're going to improve digestion. You can improve bone health. You can help regulate blood sugar levels. I mean, that's why I love food, though. Food is always our best medicine. We always get hung up on supplementation in health, now especially just because it's becoming more popular. But really, I mean, and truly, when it comes down to our health, so many of the foods that we eat every single day, they make the biggest difference. So making a change on a regular basis and eating the right kind of foods in the right combinations can make the difference in your health altogether. So that's a huge, huge piece to the health equation. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, don't forget to go to our website and go to healthcoachradio.com and click on the link there for a wellness provider. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, and our network of folks are growing every single day. It's exciting to see as our show is growing nationwide. Just picked up some new stations we'll be announcing very soon, and exciting to see our reach being able to go out to be able to improve people's lives and give them hope for their health. That is our goal all the way around. John over in Oregon wants to know, I keep hearing these commercials about low T. I know it's low testosterone. I'm only 35, but I'm concerned that my testosterone might get lower. They say that's the cutoff point. What do you think? I think that 30 is when it starts to decline. Sorry to bust the bubble. But it starts declining at age 30, believe it or not, for guys. So maintaining hormone levels is a big key for your energy and also for overall vitality. So making sure that you keep your hormone levels at a good pace is always going to be a key. Now, you do that by a couple of things. Getting your blood test done with your physician. Simple blood test for testosterone, not hard to do, is one thing that you can constantly stay on top of. The other is weight training. 3 days a week of weight training has been shown to improve testosterone levels tremendously. So just doing that on a regular basis can make a huge difference in your overall health. That, and then also with testosterone, things like maca root, again, supplementation. Tribulus can be really good, but also keeping your overall dietary fats, the good fats, to 25 to 30% of your overall diet. And that makes a big, big difference in your hormone profiles, good healthy cholesterol, and also get you where you need to be and your fitness levels. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth, and it is. Just realize that you have to make changes that no one else can make. It's interesting that I see so many people wanting to lose weight. You watch the TV shows, and which I think are great. They're doing a great job and really profiling people's lives and looking at the psychology behind it. To me, that's the biggest piece, is the psychology of it. And even on this show, when we talk and when I go through different, you know, questions and scenarios with people, it all goes back to lifestyle. And if you listen to the way I answer, it's specifically designed that way, because we could sit here and just say, okay, what do I do for blood pressure? Okay, this is really good. Or what can I do for warts? Well, this is really good. Or what can I do for anxiety? But see, the reality is that if we start doing supplementation based on symptoms and that's it, then we're really no different. And if you start really profiling someone and look at, okay, how did they even get to this point in the first place? Because if you look at someone and they're dealing with depression, is it really that they have low serotonin levels just because they have low serotonin levels? Or is it because they just lost a child or lost a parent and they're going through the grief cycle? Okay, but take it a step further than that. Is it the grief cycle, or is it the fact that they've been eating fast food, stressed out, not sleeping, smoking cigarettes the whole time, and then you have an event like that that puts them over the edge, then they have to take an antidepressant? So what is it? So to the average doctor, really, that stuff you write down in the notes, but you don't really take it into account, because at the end of the day, you've got 15 minutes tops to spend time with this person, and medicine is great at managing. Medicine doesn't correct, typically. So the question becomes then, what is the root cause? And that's why you've got to look at lifestyle. So if someone's stressed out, they're smoking, they're eating terrible, and they have a tough life event, we all are going to have tough life events. But how are we going to handle them? And are our bodies equipped to be able to handle them? So, for example, if you're exercising 5 days a week, eating very healthy, and you lose a spouse or you lose a loved one, are you going to get sad and go through grief? Everybody does. Yes. Will you need an antidepressant? Maybe not. Because it wasn't enough to break you out of your cycle because you had such a strong foundation. And that's what I want to stress so much to people, is that your lifestyle is everything. And it's like a big bank account. And as you start depositing into your health account, every little bit, every single day, it matters till you build up this certain size account that really you look at and go, my goodness, I can't believe that, you know, that I'm going this strong in my 70s or 80s or whatever it might be, that I still have the vitality that I did when I was 25, that I still feel good, that I can still go and I can still hang, and I still have the mental clarity, and I still have the knowledge that you can still function in that capacity. All of that is critical, and knowing all of that is extremely important. So I really, that's why I'm so big on lifestyle choices with everything that we talk about, because I can give you the quick answer. But at the end of the day, if you don't go back and change your habits and you don't change your behaviors, then it can make a huge difference long term. It's all about behavior. Change your behavior. Actually, let's go back and say this. Change the way you think, you'll change the way you live. Junk food, they're saying now, are there new laws about junk food in schools. And it may mean healthier kids. Look at this. States with strong laws about what foods can be sold at school outside breakfast and lunch programs appear to have more students who stay at healthier weights, new research suggests. These laws, known as competitive food laws, regulate the foods that can be sold at schools outside the school meal programs in an attempt to reduce childhood obesity. The laws cover food vending machines, for instance, those sold a la carte in the cafeteria or in fundraising projects for school teams or organizations. Few studies have gauged how successful the laws are, though. Dr. Daniel Tabor, who's a postdoctoral research associate at the University of Illinois in Chicago, decided to evaluate their effects. He found that they could work. Competitive food laws in schools reduce weight gain if they're strong and consistent. Students exposed to strong laws gain less than those not, and they were less likely to remain overweight or obese over time, compared to students in states with no such laws. The study is published online August 13th and in September, print issue of Pediatrics. Now, childhood obesity has tripled over the past three decades. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2008, 20% of the children aged 6 to 11 were obese. The study looked at data from 40 states. Of those, 11 had competitive food laws and were consistently strong or became stronger over the period studied. So Tabor and his colleagues looked at this, and they looked at the different nutrition standards, and the laws were actually weak when they came recommended but did not require the sales of healthy foods. So the investigators obtained health and weight data on 6,300 students in 40 states. They compared the body mass index, which of course is a measure of weight, and looking at the overall body mass. They compared all of these. And they said this. They said children who went to schools with strong laws throughout the study period gained an average of 0.44 fewer BMI units, which would be about 2.25 fewer pounds than the average. So they're saying it's enough. It's significant enough to make a difference. Now, when you've got, here's the deal. When you've got all this obesity with our kids, I mean, again, let's step back for a second and look at this. I'm fine with this. I'm okay with it. I get it. But it has to come from the home. We've got to stop expecting schools to raise our kids and stop expecting schools to put in and implement the rules and regulations of what's going to correct the behavior of our kids. Parents need to be the influence. Stop checking out. Time to check in. And stop waiting for the principal to try to make all the rules for your kids. It's getting kind of annoying because I'm seeing it in every aspect. And now I think it's good to create some boundaries in the schools. But parents need to create it at home. Pack your kids' lunch. Stop wussing out. Get up 30 minutes early. Stop worrying about your precious little sleep. Make some food for your kids that's healthy. Give it to them where they don't want to go to school and swap it out for something else. And they don't eat a bunch of garbage. It's up to us. All the parents need to step up. That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, your child's obesity is not their fault. Guess what? It might be yours. Look in the mirror to make a difference. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. AT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventor's information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Of course, we all constantly, I guess, recently have been having our prayers go out for everyone during the Boston Marathon bombing. And everyone, hopefully, that has been injured is slowly recovering. But they're saying now that the bombing victims have been rehabbing together, a couple cheering on runners from the finish line of the Boston Marathon who suffered the devastating injuries as a result of the bombing. Most recently, newlyweds Patrick Downs and Jessica Kinski Downs each lost the lower part of their left legs in the blast, and they're now slowly recovering in separate hospitals after multiple surgeries. Jessica's right foot was also badly injured, but family and friends are confident it can be saved. The two were married last August. Jessica, who's 32, is a nurse at Massachusetts General Hospital, and Patrick is finishing a graduate degree at the Massachusetts School of Professional Psychology. Family, friends, and strangers have donated at least $500,000 to help the couple pay for their medical bills and rehab. That's amazing. So they do know that people out there are coming together for them, and I think it's really helped them, said family friend Lisa Kelly. They're very courageous. So, again, All our thoughts go out to them, of course, a heartwarming story, but also everyone else that suffered even some of the emotional trauma from the event as well, tragedy that I hope, again, all can be well there in Boston. New York City mayor candidate, he proposes raising cigarette buying age now to 21. I think it's a great idea. New York City mayor, or mayoral candidate and city council speaker Christine Quinn has proposed a new anti-smoking law, raising the legal age to buy cigarettes in Manhattan to 21. That was literally, she said, save lives. She's a Democrat at a press conference. The more difficult it is for young people to gain access to tobacco products, the less likely they're going to start smoking. New York City already has some of the highest cigarette taxes in the country, and if Quinn's proposal became law, New York City would have the strictest age limit for buying cigarettes of any major American city. Four states have raised their legal purchasing age from 18 to 19, Alabama, Alaska, New Jersey, and Utah. But Alabama and Alaska still have some of the highest smoking rates in the country, according to data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. A small Massachusetts town named Needham passed a 21 and over cigarette purchasing law in 2006, and the smoking rate dropped from 13% down to 5% in 2012, according to the Associated Press. So it was unclear if the age drop was the main reason. However, they did see a change. So interesting. Anything we can do, I think, to change smoking habits and even alcohol habits will be a huge, huge plus. Go to the website if you're looking for more information and questions about your health. You can always shoot me an email. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And also, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, all the lifestyle-based care that we talk about here on the show, just go to the website. You can check it out there, find out more information, and find someone there in your area. Going to the lines now and going to Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help? What's going on?
Well, sure. I was doing bioidentical hormone therapy for approximately 5 months, and all the symptoms I was having, they went away. So after doing a lot of research and having very mixed feelings about being on this therapy, I slowly went off of it. So in a matter of time, I'm now experiencing hot flashes and night sweats, and I'm having a lot of trouble sleeping. So I started to go back on that, and in addition, I'm taking what's called an herbal equilibrium, which is a phytotherapy herbal supplement. And then I'm taking a vitamin pack, a multivitamin, omega-3, EPA, and DHA, calcium and magnesium, and 10,000 milligrams of vitamin D daily.
Okay. Now, what does your sleep pattern look like right now, even with that?
I wake up like 2 or 3 times a night. And when I wake up around 3 in the morning, I'm usually up for a good hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. When you wake up in the morning, are you exhausted or do you feel pretty energetic?
I'm not too bad, but come early afternoon, I'm starting to feel pretty tired. And like right now, I don't feel too bad.
Okay. One of the big things that I see with sleep as one of the main things, especially when you're dealing with like circadian rhythm, is that's what you're looking at. You're looking at circadian rhythm. You're looking at the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands. And when those get off, cortisol levels get off for any reason, whether it's stress or whether it's chemical or nutritional or whatever it might be. When you have issues like that and you have the cortisol levels that can fluctuate in a negative way, for example, cortisol, which is supposed to be higher in the morning, that's what wakes us up, and it's supposed to be a lot lower in going into the evenings. It's what causes you to be able to go to sleep. But the circadian rhythm can really, really get out of whack through, again, various things, whether it's taking medications or chemicals or whether your stress levels get to a certain point. But again, it can become a real big issue. So anyway, when you take supplements like that, that can be great. But the better thing to do, or I guess the primary focus should be, really, when you're looking at sleep patterns, is increasing your exercise on a daily basis. So exercising in the mornings rather than the evenings makes a big difference. And about 4 to 5 days a week makes a huge difference, actually. Even just doing 20 or 30 minutes, if you make it consistent and do it in the mornings, it makes a better difference for the rhythm. Now, the other piece, too, you were saying calcium, magnesium supplements. That's fine to do that, but to eat foods that are rich in calcium and magnesium makes an even bigger difference. And you get that in the dark leafy greens, a lot of the vegetables. Again, remember, 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables daily. So it's getting your vegetables in and making that a major part of your normal routine. That's going to raise a lot of those minerals. And in the evening time before bed, cutting out carbohydrates after about 8 o'clock, especially the ones that are higher in sugar content, because what will happen is in your sleep cycles, you want to make sure that your growth hormone levels are at a good pace. And most people, if you do blood work on their growth hormone after about age 30, they're almost non-existent. So, for example, a good number on the blood test would be about 5.0. Most people are around 0.1. It's not even functioning. So you want that anti-aging hormone to work well along with your cortisol levels while you're sleeping. Makes a huge difference. So looking at that and keeping that as a primary focus, you can do that by cutting out sugar after about 8 o'clock and eating more of a protein-rich food like a couple of hard-boiled eggs or eating some almonds or some fats maybe before bedtime. That'll actually increase the possibility of that and keep your sleep cycles in a good pace. But as far as supplements go, it should be okay. One other thing to make sure you look into are also brain chemistry. So serotonin levels, GABA levels, those are the two biggies when it comes to sleep. And you want to always make sure that when you're looking at things like serotonin, you start with foods first and then supplement after that. Because if you get your higher-rich foods in serotonin, such as turkey, chicken, a lot of the protein-rich sources that stimulate serotonin levels, it's a much better way to go. And then also for things like GABA, which is more of the neurochemical that can affect anxiety levels and keep you up and not enable you to go to bed, which is a big issue for a lot of people. That one, the GABA levels, you can stay away from foods like salmon, chicken, which is kind of the opposite of serotonin, but you want to stay away from foods like almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, but mostly the grains. The grains are the big one when it comes to GABA levels. So all the different wheat products, and the basic wheat flour products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, you've got your oatmeal. Those can all trigger issues with GABA. So you got to be careful with that. So hopefully that's helpful. I mean, sleep is one of the big ones. It is huge. And not get, because if they can do that, they can start working on other aspects of their health that really does matter and get down more into the details. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, give me a call right now or go online. Check us out at healthcoachradio.com. All the information you need is there. Also, our wellness providers, of course, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care. We talk about it, and it's all there at the website. Best exercise for hypertension. I say a little goes a long way. What is it? Well, getting out and walking is a big one. And also getting on the rebounder is one of the great ones that you can do. But walking, they say, is a big one. Just getting out of your comfort zone and walking on a regular basis can really, really help when it comes to overall cardiovascular health. And again, that's not just going out and puttering around in your garden or getting out and walking to your mailbox. Get out and get moving. Get your body moving at a high pace so you can go to the next level. And again, it doesn't matter your age. I don't care if you're 25 or 95. Time to get your butt out and get moving. Why? Because it matters. You matter. Your health matters. And we know for a fact it's one of the toughest, I guess, lifestyle changes to incorporate into your life for most people. But it can be the most rewarding. So get out, get moving, and improve your overall heart health. More questions about your health with Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what your
actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread its message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever you're dealing with, if the body can get sick, there's also hope to get well. It's all about lifestyle. So the question is, are you doing whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well, stay well, and live well? That's the key. It's the bottom key. I mean, the bottom line. With all that we see right now, it's about making changes every single day. I'm going to go to Don right now. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
I'm a former fighter. I fought MMA for a while. I have some issues with joint trouble, especially a slap tear in the shoulder. I've been considering starting on a paleo diet, and I know it's been shown to have some anti-inflammatory benefits. Just wanted to find out what estimate of the paleo diet was.
Paleo is great. I mean, with what I teach for the anti-inflammatory diet, I mean, it's right along those lines. I mean, paleo is pretty much your lean quality proteins, your lower glycemic carbohydrates, including some of the starchy carbs like potatoes and sweet potatoes, but staying off all grains, that's a big one. A lot of beans as well, do more peas, and stay in line with pretty much healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, cashews, and your healthy oils. So it's kind of like the Mediterranean diet without the grains, pretty much. But, I mean, again, yeah, it's low inflammatory. The body does very well with it. The chances of creating a lot of disease goes down considerably. So, I mean, yeah, it's a great way to eat. A lot of people, I mean, do very well with it. Athletes do very well with it. Your body's recovery time is very, very good. And you don't have to eat as many calories to get the benefits. People do quite well with paleo, and it's become a huge lifestyle for a lot of people. And it's about getting the right kind of nutrients in. And any diet, as long as you've got a good game plan with it, you can do quite well as long as you're consistent. But it's got to have moderate protein. It can't be low protein. It can't be all carbohydrate either. And it's not about points and so many calories. It really comes down to the quality of the nutrition that you're putting in. But yeah, paleo is great. I like it. Big fan, actually. I'm a promoter of it in a lot of ways because, I mean, it's very similar. The principles we teach, again, right along the same lines. So, yeah. If you're going to go for it, I say go for it. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or go online. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We've got Sheila down in Texas. She wants to know what to do for hot flashes. Well, it's that time. Dealing with hot flashes, a lot of women deal with that. And I'll tell you this, it's so funny because, I mean, every woman will go through it in a different way. And of course, I'm not a woman, obviously, but I've met with many of them and worked with them in the past that have just been struggling so much with it. Your diet is a key. I'll tell you that your healthy fats, about 30% of your diet, makes a big, big difference in what you're putting in. So it's vital to your overall health. But supplementation can be helpful too. Now, bioidentical hormones can be helpful if you get the right kind of doctor that knows what they're doing. That can be a huge piece of it. But making sure that you get someone that can work with you from that perspective can make a big, big difference. So that's what I would encourage you to do. From any treatment, things like omega-3 oils can be quite helpful. Also, blue cohosh and black cohosh have been great at supporting healthy hormone levels throughout the body. So just a couple of things to look into. But yeah, hot flashes don't have to be miserable, and you don't have to go through the worst of times with it. You can actually keep the body fairly resilient through that if you give the body what it needs. And don't forget exercise. It's a key piece that you want to focus on every single day. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Give me a call. I really, it's amazing to me. I teach this principle that health really is, at the end of the day, health is about 20% knowing what to do, 80% behavior. It really comes down to the behavior of understanding what it's really all about. I mean, making sure that at the end of the day, you get your habits right. Because if your habits are right, and you've got the 20%, the stuff that we're teaching, the common sense, the research articles, all the stuff that's out there, it's applying what you know that can make the biggest difference with your health. And I hear it so many different times. I can't lose 30 pounds. I can't lose the last 10 pounds. I don't have the kind of energy that I used to have. What do I do? Or I've got prostate issues. What do I do? Or, you know, I deal with depression or anxiety or ADHD. And you get all these different diagnoses or labels, as I like to call them. And the person wonders, I mean, what do I do next? I mean, what can I do to really go to the next level with my health and my life? And it really does. It comes down to the choices that we make every single day. That is the difference maker. And when it comes down to it, I'll tell you, there's some basic keys. The one thing you've got to do is you've got to have a great attitude. You've got to have the ability to say that no matter what's going on in my life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with negative circumstances, you're going through just some tough life challenges, having to make some big decisions that might be difficult, whatever it is that you're going through, you have to understand that your choices will determine everything. And you want to make sure you're making wise choices and the best choices for you. But you've also got to look at all those around you. When it comes to your health, look at your challenges, your goals, what you're trying to accomplish, make sure they're realistic. But at the end of the day, ask yourself the question, is it worth it? If your health was given to you for free when you were born, and you were called to be a steward of that and expected to take care of it, you can do whatever you want to with it. You can squander it away, or you can actually take really good care of it and live a long, healthy, and fruitful life. And that's our hope for you on this show. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.